So on behalf of Medtronic, on behalf of Medtronic PLC, it is my pleasure to welcome you to the 2021 Annual General Meeting. I am Deirdre Geraghty, a senior associate with the firm of A&L Goodbody and a long-time advisor to Medtronic. Due to the ongoing risks posed by the COVID-19 pandemic, the members of the board of directors of Medtronic and its senior management are unable to be physically present at today's meeting and are instead participating remotely. I have been duly chosen by the members present by proxy at the meeting to act as chairperson. As it is now 2 p.m, I call the meeting to order and hand you over to Geoff Martha, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of the company, who will conduct the formal portion of the meeting.
Good morning. I'm Geoff Martha, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer at Medtronic PLC. As indicated, I will conduct the formal portion of today's meeting, and Brad Lerman, our Corporate Secretary, will act as a Secretary of this meeting. Before proceeding to the business of this meeting, I would like to introduce the other members of the Board of Directors who are joining by telephone this morning. They are Scott Donnelly, Richard Anderson, Craig Arnold, Dr. Andrea Goldsmith, Randy Hogan, Jim Lenahan, Kevin Lofton, Dr. Betsy Nabel, Denise O'Leary, and Ken Powell. Governor Mike Leavitt and Jim Lenahan are retiring from the board, which will be effective as of the close of this meeting. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Mike and Jim for their significant contributions to the company over their tenure and wish them the very best in their future endeavors. We are also joined by telephone by Karen Parkhill, the company's Chief Financial Officer, Ryan Weisfang, VP of Investor Relations, and representatives of the company's independent public accounting firm, PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP. A majority of the total number of ordinary shares outstanding on the record date of October 14th, 2021, is present at this meeting or represented by proxies. Therefore, a quorum is present and this meeting can proceed. Our Inspector of Election will determine the exact number of shares present at the meeting and voting for or against each proposal. Shortly after the meeting, they will prepare a final report of the number of shares represented and how they voted. If there are any shareholders present who have not already registered at the door, or if anyone brought proxies with them and haven't already turned them in at the door, please do so now so we will have an accurate count of the number of shares represented at this meeting. Otherwise, let's proceed with the meeting. As a reminder, in accordance with the company's articles of association, each proposal presented at this meeting shall be decided by a poll. Taken after all the proposals have been presented, any person or entity that held the company's ordinary shares on the record date is entitled to vote, and each ordinary share is entitled to one vote. Voting by proxy and written ballot. You do not need to vote in person if you've already voted before this meeting, unless you now wish to revoke or change your vote. Is there anyone who would like to do so now? Okay, I will now proceed with the business of this meeting. The notice of the 2021 Annual General Meeting was included in our revised definitive proxy statement that was filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission on October 8, 2021, and mailed or made available to our ordinary shareholders on or about October 28, 2021. In addition, our company's IRIS statutory financial statements for the fiscal year ended April 30th, 2021, which include both the director's report and auditor's report, were made available on October 28th, 2021 to our ordinary shareholders of record as of the record date. Since an affidavit has been received from Broadridge, our mailing agent, confirming that the notice of the annual general meeting was duly served, the notice can be taken as read. The first item of business is the consideration of a proposal to elect by separate resolutions 10 directors to serve as members of the board of directors of the company for a term of 1 year expiring at the 2022 annual general meeting. Our board of directors has, upon the recommendation of the Nominating and Corporate Governance Committee, nominated 10 persons to serve as directors. The 10 nominees of the board are listed on pages 11 through 15 of the proxy statement. All of the nominees are persons currently serving on the Medtronic board. Since the company was not notified of the intention of any shareholder to nominate any other director at this annual general meeting, the only nominees who may properly come up for a vote are the nominees recommended by the board of directors as set forth in the proxy statement. Accordingly, the floor is closed for nominations for directors to be elected by the shareholders. I propose that the election of each of the 10 nominees be put to a vote as 10 separate ordinary resolutions. Second, I propose that the ratification of the reappointment of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP as the company's independent auditor for the fiscal year 2022 and the authorization of the board of directors of the company acting through the audit committee to set the auditor's remuneration to be put to a vote as an ordinary resolution. Third, I propose that the approval on an advisory basis of the compensation of our named executive officers as disclosed in the proxy statement be put to a vote as an ordinary resolution. Fourth, I propose that the approval on an advisory basis of the frequency of the advisory shareholder vote on executive compensation be put to a vote as an ordinary resolution. Fifth, I propose that the approval of the adoption of the 2021 Medtronic PLC long-term incentive plan be put to a vote as an ordinary resolution. Sixth, I propose that the renewal of the board's authority to issue shares under Irish law on the terms and conditions set forth in the proxy statement be put to a vote as an ordinary resolution. Seventh, I propose that the renewal of the board's authority to opt out of statutory preemption rights under Irish law on the terms and conditions set forth in the proxy statement be put to a vote as a special resolution. Eighth and finally, I propose that the authorization of the company and any of its subsidiaries to make overseas market purchases of Medtronic ordinary shares on the terms and conditions set forth in the proxy statement be put to a vote as an ordinary resolution. The final item of business is to receive and consider the company's IRIS statutory financial statements for the fiscal year ended April 30th, 2021, and the related reports of the directors and auditors, and to review the affairs of the company. Since copies of the IRIS statutory financial statements for the year ended April 30th, 2021 have been in the possession of our shareholders of record for the requisite period, I propose that they be taken as read and considered by this meeting. Does anyone have any questions? Please note that this time is reserved for shareholders to ask questions. For any non-shareholder that has a question, please let us know, and a representative of the company will be happy to discuss this further with you after the meeting. That concludes the business to be transacted at this meeting. I declare the polls closed and ask the Inspector of Election to canvass the ballots and tabulate the voting results on each of these items. I now call on the Secretary to provide the preliminary results of the voting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The preliminary results of the voting are that resolutions 1 through 8 are carried with the requisite percentage of votes cast in favor.
As the final tabulation of the polls may take some time, the final results of the polls will be announced on a Form 8K to be filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission no later than 4 business days after today. This concludes the formal portion of today's meeting. Since there is no additional business to be conducted and we have come to the end of the meeting, I would like to thank everyone for attending and turn you back over to Ms. Garrity.
Thank you, Mr. Martha. As there is no additional business to be conducted, I formally declare the 2021 Annual General Meeting closed.